A Model Crime by William Pett Ridge. The two swollen-eyed gentlemen from Bethnal Green rubbed their stubbly chins thoughtfully with the palms of their hands. They glanced at the yellow young man in the armchair, and then out of the window at Jermyn Street. The yellow young man was Mr. P. Rawlings, from San Domingo, and these were his chambers.
"What do you make of it, James?"
"It's thick," whispered James hoarsely. "Very thick, Albert.
'Tent as though this gent wanted the other gent absolutely made off with," urged Albert.
"I should strongly object," interposed young Mr. Rawlings from the armchair, in his thin, high voice. "If anything of the kind were done, understand that, once for all. There must be no great harm done to Mr. Burley. He is simply to be kept out of the way for a month. He proposes to start shortly for a quiet trip on the continent, and—"
"Before his marriage," remarked James.
Mr. P. Rawlings threw his black cigar into the fire with an impetuous exclamation.
"Before his marriage," echoed Albert.
"He must be abducted and kept quietly for a space until I give the word.